Mix Dance. FG Mix Dance.
The legendary Cosmic Gate duo consists of two members, Bossy and Nick Chagall. This was his solo project, Monday Bar, and this track was requested by Mikael from Finland, who heard it for the first time, and it inspired him to start listening to this radio show. If you want to be here in the studio with us, one of the recordings of A State of Trance, head over to our website, studio.astateoftrance.com. Maybe you're in Amsterdam by any chance, and we'd love to invite you here to the studio to witness a recording. This weekend, it's a lot of flyer miles for me. I'm heading down under for the Big Australia Tour. Friday, summer Hyper Rave in Perth. Saturday, I'll be at Hypersonic in Sydney. Sunday, Hypersonic in Melbourne. You can always check my touring schedule on armin.vanburen.com. And before I hand over the show to Cold Blue, showcasing his Mountain album, I want to let you know that we have an awesome Black Friday sale, of course, right?
Yeah.
At the ArmadaShop.com, ArmadaMusic.com for more details. Stay tuned for hour number two.
Stay tuned for more A State of Trance with Ruben Durant.
In the studio today is a German trance producer who has captured the hearts of trance fans from all around the world. He just released his second artist album, Mountain, during the last few weeks. We listened to some of the tunes already on the air, of course. It's released on Black Hole Recordings. Welcome, Cold Blue.
Hey there.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
First of all, beautiful artwork.
Thank you.
Absolutely stunning. Tell us about Mountains. Why is it called Mountains, first of all?
I have always been fascinated about mountains. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always wanted to make an album about mountains. And then I did this, and during the process, I realized it's not about the outside mountains in nature, but it's about the inside mountains, about the journeys that we go through in life, the emotional...
The ups and the downs.
And the downs, and how to deal with them. And I only found out afterwards, kind of. I can talk about it later, maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like honoring the beauty of nature, but at the same time honoring life.
The ups and the downs and everything that we go through. I had a listen to the album. It's absolutely beautiful. Most of the tracks are actually instrumental besides Radiate. Is that why did you go down the route of just going for instrumental music only?
I think because I found Nicole Willerton about 2 or 3 years ago, and the collaboration with her is so perfect, so fitting, mm-hmm. that it was kind of it really fitted on the album this time. Winter was completely instrumental, mm-hmm. my previous album, and now this one just was a good combination in the end. It was like one nice addition, the icing on the cake, to have her voice in the last second track on the album.
Amazing. You brought a couple of vinyl copies and some CD copies to give away. Stay tuned to find out how you can win those. But first, we're going to head to the club because we're going to listen to a set of yours. What are you going to play for us today? Is it just going to be the tracks from Mountains, or did you bring something else as well?
I will use music of the Mountain album, but do it in a little different order. So I tell a little different story instead of the original album story, but it will be exclusive Mountain content.
Amazing. Let's go to the Armada Club for 1 hour in the mix. Cold Blue, let's go.
FG Mix Dance. trance.
State of 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 trance.
Mix Dance.
FG Mix Dance. We'll be right back.
Dance. FG Mix Dance.
FG Mix Dance.
FG Mix Dance.
Thank you so much. Cold Blue. Yes.
Thank you.
How was it like to play in the club? A lot of fun.
In the beginning, quite strange because nobody's there. Psht, but we don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
But then I got into it and I was moved by my music again. It's crazy.
It looked like you were having a good time.
You
released your first single in 2005, which means that this year you're celebrating 2 decades of Cold Blue music.
Right.
Do you have any other plans besides, of course, releasing this beautiful album to celebrate it?
No, actually. I'm already thinking about the next album, so don't know. I'm not a numbers guy.
So looking just forward to the new music.
Thank you for reminding me after 20 years.
Of course. Mountain is released now, and you also own, of course, Cold Blue Recordings. What else is coming up in the new world? Are you already working on new music, or are you signing any music to your label anytime soon?
Yeah, maybe. I more enjoy collaborating with people if it's on my label, so that would be collabs. I have so many new tracks lined up after the album already, so I'm, like I said, I'm thinking of the next album at the moment. It's crazy times.
Are you taking the album on tour? Are you going to do some club shows anywhere and anytime soon?
Not too many. I'm still taking it quite slow on the touring side because it's better for me. Just some rare shows. Next year we have some planned already, but not like an album tour like back in the days. Unfortunately.
Focus on the music.
Yes.
Making new music.
Yes.
Like I said, you brought a couple of copies to give away, some CDs and a vinyl as well. I thought it was going to have a very simple question, but also that's a question for the real fans. Like I said, the album is totally made out of instrumental tracks, but there's one track that has the vocals of someone on there. And we would love to know who is the only vocalist that you can find on the album of Cold Blue, Mountain. So send your answer to armin@thestateoftrance.com and make sure to include your address details in there as well. Thank you so much for coming by, Tobias.
Thank you, Ruben.
I'm looking forward to not wait another 4 years before you're going to release another album, right?
Let's see.